U.S. showdown at the World Cup.
We got to give everything we got and more.
Boston concert disaster.
This is any parent's worst nightmare.
Older moms.
They tend to live longer.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In the East, there might be some long lunches. In the West, people might be a few hours late to work. There are viewing parties in cities all over the country for the crucial U.S. World Cup match against powerhouse Germany. Fans serenaded the team yesterday in Brazil. Midfielder Kyle Beckerman says after a win over Ghana and a draw with Portugal, it all comes down to this for the team to stay alive.
It's a third game, most important game. Everything's on the line.
The last U.S. game drew a record TV viewership for the sports. American coach Jurgen Klinsmann is a former German star player.
We are not any underdog here in this tournament, but we know it's the biggest hurdle that we have to take now with Germany.
Jeff Agus, former U.S. national team member, joins us. Jeff, what are the keys for success against Germany?
Win, win, and win. Look, we've got to do a lot of things right today. We've got to defend well. They've got an incredible attack in Mesut Ozil and Thomas Mueller, but they can be exposed in their back. They have some slower defenders, and I think that bodes well for our attack.
The U.S. made some critical mistakes against Ghana and Portugal. They've got to eliminate that here, right?
Absolutely. Those were more mental mistakes. You know, the first goal was a physical mistake, and I think you can accept those. We just didn't make contact with the ball in the right way. But when you make mental mistakes, especially in the last 30 seconds of the game, that's going to come back and really hurt you. So we've got to eliminate those mental mistakes.
A lot of scenarios work here for the U.S. Win and they move on, tie and they move on. Even if they lose, there are still a lot of favorable scenarios.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the favorable scenarios when we lose. Let's get the win. You know, if we win and we win our group, we go through in a much different way than if we come in second. So it would be great to win the group and win a group that was labeled the group of death.
Jeff Agus, thanks. The U.S.-Germany game takes place in 4 hours. One of the thousands of Central American children who've crossed into this country has been diagnosed with swine flu at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. With health and humanitarian concerns rising, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer toured a temporary shelter in her state yesterday.
They're being held in what they consider are called cells. The kids are on mats, on top of them on the floor, with aluminum-covered Mylar blanket.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has more on the influx.
People desperate to reach the United States cling to this freight train, a dangerous 1,200-mile trip north through Mexico. They call the train La Bestia, the beast. Byron Solares fell off the beast in 2009 when he left Guatemala. He lost a leg.
De los ladrones.
I was running away from robbers on the train, he says. Gangs extort and kidnap thousands of riders each year. The risks of the journey are daunting, but the draw north is stronger. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News, Tapachula, Mexico.
In Boston, more than 24 people were treated, many of them hospitalized, at an electronic dance concert at the TD Garden. It seems scores arrived at the event intoxicated.
There was one kid, he took 4 cops to get him down. He was on something, I have no idea, but he was just trying to fight back, and it took 4 of them to take him down.
2 people died at a similar event last weekend in Las Vegas. A new study has some interesting findings about older women who give birth to children. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
Moms who get pregnant naturally and have babies after the age of 33 tend to live longer than those who stop having kids before they're 30. In fact, the older moms had twice the chance of living to at least 95. Boston University researcher Thomas Pearls stresses that waiting to have your kids won't automatically give you a long life.
It is just a marker for us to gauge how fast or slow a person is aging.
He suspects the same genes that allow a woman to have a baby later might be tied to living longer.
Britain's foreign secretary is the latest high-level diplomat to visit Iraq, urging a more inclusive government to blunt the threat by Sunni militants. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Baghdad says next week will be key.
When Parliament is called on July 1st, they really have to get to the work of building a government. The government is just as fractured or more fractured than the country itself, and they have to come to an agreement. And this is bowing to international pressure, including from the United States.
An Australian aviation official says it's clear now Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 was on autopilot over the Indian Ocean until it ran out of fuel. The assessment's based on information the aircraft sent to a satellite. No wreckage has been found, but Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says the search will resume in August.
We're now shifting our attention to an area further south, broadly in the area where our first search efforts were focused.
Here at home, an FAA proposal would lower the height limits of buildings near hundreds of U.S. airports. The move is facing opposition from developers and members of Congress. New census information reveals the median age in this country inched up to 37.6 years. Demographer Jennifer Ortman says indications are the country will continue to get older and more diverse.
Today, 14% of the national population is 65 and over. And by 2030, our national projections show that one in five Americans will be 65 and over.
But seven states actually got younger in this analysis. Five of them are where the oil and gas industry is booming and young people are going there to look for work. Well, this could be the final day of decisions in this U.S. Supreme Court's term. CBS's Barry Bagnato is in Washington.
Four cases are left. All are significant. Labor unions hope to maintain the ability to collect dues from public employees who don't wish to be represented by them. Owners of two companies claim the Obamacare contraception coverage mandate violates their religious freedom rights. A free speech standoff over a state's effort to shield abortion clinics by creating protest buffer zones. And a case testing the limits of the president's recess appointments power.
It was a big day at the ballpark yesterday in San Francisco.
The throw to first. It's a no-hitter. Tim Lincecum, who is mobbed by his overjoyed Giants teammates.
John Miller called it on the Giants radio network as right-hander Tim Lincecum pitched a no-hitter against the San Diego Padres for the second straight year. The Giants won the game 4-0. Remember that hit from Phil Collins? Well, the music superstar is remembering the Alamo.
Collins, who as a kid was obsessed with TV's Fess Parker playing Davy Crockett, has amassed a huge collection of Alamo memorabilia. He's decided to donate it, and Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says the plan is to put it all on display.
We've got one of the four rifles known to have belonged to David Crockett. Bowie knives. I mean, it's just a pretty interesting collection.
Until now, these artifacts have only been seen by a handful of Collins' friends. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
Turning a mishap into a moneymaker, the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky is looking at preserving a massive sinkhole that swallowed up eight classic cars back in March. Attendance is up 60% since it happened, with many people interested in that big hole in the ground. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.